Hey, this is Adam Brown, and today I wanted to talk about the essential do's and don'ts for social media marketing in 2024. I saw this in social media today. It was put out by Giraffe Social. I'm not sure who Giraffe Social is, but I thought it was a nice and simple list, and I thought I would share it with you today. So when creating content, they say do visual appeal, use high quality images and graphics to capture attention and engaging captions. Write concise and compelling captions to accompany your posts. Don't use overly promotional content. Avoid over-posting promotional material. Strive for a balance. It shouldn't be so binary one way or the other. It's not no promotional materials, and it's not all promotional materials. And then ignore analytics. Neglecting to analyze post performance can hinder improvement, especially when you're using paid social. Keep an eye on the metrics, what is working, what is not, and double down on the right things. When interacting and engaging, do respond promptly, acknowledge comments and messages in a timely manner, and encourage conversations, pose questions, or run polls to spark engagement. Don't ignore followers. Neglecting your audience can lead to disengagement. Automate responses. Over-reliance on automated responses can feel impersonal. When using hashtags, do use relevant hashtags. Include popular and relevant hashtags to increase discoverability. Create unique hashtags, develop branded hashtags to foster community engagement. I'd be a little hesitant here, especially if you're a brand new brand that no one's ever heard of, but maybe pick one that you use consistently and put that into a stream. Don't overuse hashtags. Avoid overwhelming your posts with excessive hashtags. Don't use inconsistent hashtags. Using different variations can dilute your brand message. And then when updating your profiles, do use consistent branding, maintain a cohesive visual identity across all platforms. Do update your information, keep profile details, contact information, and links current, and don't have stale profiles. Inactive or outdated profiles can deter potential followers, and don't ignore platform updates. Failure to adapt to platform changes can affect visibility. Very short and sweet, very simple, a lot of what we've been talking about over and over. I would say with hashtags and overall just like understanding your analytics, don't get too caught up if you're very small or very early stage around performance. Like if you look at your analytics on your organic posts, if you're not supporting it with paid, you might drive yourself crazy that nothing's working. Remember, it is most platforms, especially Meta, are pay-to-play platforms. They're just not going to be a lot of engagement. If you are seeing some outliers that perform, pay attention to those for sure. If you're using paid social, like I mentioned earlier, definitely look at the analytics, audiences, video views, cost per video, 1,000 video views, whatever it might be. Make sure that you're paying attention to that so you know what's working and what's not. And then with hashtags, like I've heard some people say hashtags are dead. Certainly just stuffing and getting crazy with them is dead. Just make sure you're acting current to 2024 with your social media strategies. An agency like Circle Media should definitely be doing that for you. An internal social media manager can listen to this recording, read this article, or just stay up to date. Make sure you're not letting things get stale. Make sure your things are current. I would reevaluate these every quarter just to make sure you're on point. That's it for today. I'll see you out in the field.